With WFIU Arts News, I'm David Wood. Mark Ratzlaff is a representational artist. That means detailed subjects like nudes or landscapes. Ratzlaff's work is currently on view at the Blue Line Gallery, and he explained to WFIU's Yael Cassander how simply paying attention can be an artist's full-time job.
Over the last decade, in group shows at various Bloomington galleries, I have occasionally noticed a landscape or a nude that has drawn me in with its achingly beautiful light and an ethereal, wistful quality combined with the suggestion of a strenuous infrastructure. I've slowly come to associate the name Mark Ratzlaff with these paintings. Following Ratzlaff's career has been challenging. Prior to his current show, his last solo exhibition was held in 2005. As it turns out, this non-linear approach is not confined to the painter's career path. Maybe describe your process for me. How do you work?
There is no process. That's the key. I mean, every time that I've tried something that makes sense, you know, okay, I'm going to do a preliminary drawing. I'm going to layer the paint like this. It just comes out dead. It's flat. It's boring. It's not me. There has to be some chance involved. I have to, wing it on some level.
This sounds so casual, so laid back. And a painter who's willing to let so many years pass without a major show risks being considered a dilettante. But that's far from the case, explains curator Jim Andrews.
His intensity in his engagement with his work is in the painting and in the drawing, which is what attracts me.
Andrews curated Ratzlaff's current show at Blue Line Gallery after having known him for years.
He asked me to sit for him, do some drawings and paintings. And I would sit there, nearly motionless, and I'd watch him just go at that canvas and keep looking at me, keep taking a measurement with his pencil. He was very committed to what he was doing at that moment. He was fully engaged.
That complete dedication to the process of translating what's before him to the surface is something Ratzlaff admires in Corot, one of his earliest painting heroes.
He was the first one that basically structured the whole way that I just, paint a landscape, period, or, what's expected when you paint a landscape, the light, the information that he achieved.
Corot was one of the pioneers of plein air landscape painting, whose approach anticipated the devotion to passing effects of light evinced by the Impressionists. But distilling one's immediate retinal impressions was not as easy as it might appear.
Yeah, I was reading his letters, and he was talking about how he was like so exhausted he couldn't go out at night with all his friends, and go have a good time, because he was painting all day on this little painting.
When Ratzlaff's professor at Missouri State University took his class to a Corot exhibition in Kansas City, Ratzlaff was stunned to see how small the paintings were that had required such labor.
Tiny. The size of a clipboard, but beautiful little achieved landscapes.
In Ratzlaff's own drawings and paintings, mostly cityscapes and nudes, that quest for immediacy is also hard won.
You have to work hard to get that. Just that immediate look, you know what I mean? It's actually really struggled. But you don't want it to look struggled. I don't know, if you can get something that's immediate and it is immediate, that's amazing. I mean, it's so rare, though. Usually there's, underneath something that looks immediate, like even in Sargent, there's going to be labor. It's like you have to go through all this work to get that immediacy. You really have to know your subject or have already, gotten intimate with your subject.
And although that word choice might seem to point to the nudes, many young, female, and beautiful, there is an implied intimacy in the alleys, parking lots, and stretches of sidewalk Ratzlaff devotes his attention to, a close relationship that is not without emotion.
I wouldn't be there if I wasn't. I wouldn't have showed up to paint this specific thing in the first place if it, didn't affect me on some level.
It's not very keen on, conveying emotion.
Jim Andrews.
He wants it as pure as you can get it. But fortunately, it's still messy enough, impure enough. It's just very personal work, and I think that grabs the viewer.
Still, Mark goes all painterly when pressed directly about the content of his work or what he's trying to convey.
I mean, I just, tried to build a composition, capture the light, experience the space.
It's really enough to have your attention arrested, and you're forgetting yourself, and so you're experiencing something that art has to give you, which is not a narrative a political narrative. And it's enough to do that because that you're being really human at that moment. Elizabeth Bishop, in a letter to a friend, wrote, what it is, I think, that we're looking for in a work of art is what went into its making. And that is a perfectly useless, self-forgetting attention. So just being arrested visually is really worth it.
It's more than enough. This is everything. I mean, this is it.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.
Mark Ratzlaff's Works from Life is a solo show of drawings and paintings. You can catch it on view through the end of September at Bloomington's Blue Line Gallery. You can also see some examples at our website, wfiu.org/artworks. For WFIU Arts, I'm David Wood.